ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, ויהיה פרשת לך לך. בסיירתא דבקינא ובפרשה, הקדוש ברוך הוא תלמיד אברהם אבינו, ויאמר אדוני אל אברהם, לך לך מארצך וממולדתך ומבית אביך אל הארץ אשר אראך, ואעשך לגוי גדול, ואברכך, ואגדלה שמך, והיה ברכה. ואברכך ומברכך ומקללך האור ונברכו בך כל משפחות האדמה. סיר את הקדוש ברוך הוא תלמיד אברהם אבינו את שד ליב his land. לך לך מארצך, רשי סייז, לך לך להנאתך ולטובתך, ושם יעשך לגוי גדול. אבל כאן אין אתה זוכה לבנים, ועוד שהודיע טבעך בעולם. השם סטלינג אברהם אבינו, as long as you're staying with your family, with your father תרח, who was עובד עבודה זרה, and everyone in this town, they were Abdei Abudah Zara, you're not going to get the bracha. That's why I'm commanding you, you should leave your town, Shema'ibat Uri Yati Oznech, V'shechi Amechu Beit Abich, you should leave all your family, you should go to the place I'm going to tell you. That's what the Pasuk said, V'yom Rashi Abraham, Lech Lecha. Rashi said, Lech Lecha, Lehana'atcha Ultobatcha, because we know, every time it says Lecha, the Torah could have wrote, ויאמר השם אל אברהם, לך מארצך ומולדתך ומבית אביך, that's enough. Why לך לך? You should go for your benefit. Just like the Pasuk said, פסול לך שני לוחות הבנים כראשונים, החיים learned, what does mean פסול לך? It's enough to say, פסול שני לוחות הבנים. What פסול לך? החיים learned from there, פסול לך להנאתך ולטובתך, also over there. Why? Because פסולת of the לוחות is going to be for you, משה רבנו. החיים say, from there, Moshe Rabbeinu became rich. From what? From psolet of the luchot. That's what hachaim lehanaatcha ultobatcha. He also said, lech lecha, it's also for your benefit. So you should go. Other than that, Baal HaTorim tells us, he said, lech lecha, what's the gematria of lech lecha? He said, 100. To tell him that whenever he's going to be 100 years old, he's going to have a boy. But he was hinting to him, lech lecha, you're going to have a baby boy whenever you're going to become lech lecha shanim. Whenever you're going to be 100 years, you're going to have a pasuk said, ve'abram ben me'at shana, be'valid lo et ishaq beno. Pasuk mefurash, that's what he told him here. Ve'od, odia tab'acha ba'olam. And the pasuk said, ve'ischa ligoy gadol, ve'abarechecha, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to give you beracha. Rashi said, ve'abarechecha b'mamun. Hashem is going to bless Abraham Avinu, he's going to give him a lot of money. Like the Pasuk said, ואברהם כבד מאוד במקנה, בכסף ובזהב. He was very rich. That's what Hakim tell us. You should go over there. Over there you're going to become rich. But here, since that you're staying here with your family that are Abdei Abudah Zara, you're not going to get all these berachot. Rashi says, דבר אחר, ועשך לגוי גדול, זהו שאומרים אלוהי אברהם. ואברכך, זהו שאומרים אלוהי יצחק. והגדלה שמך, זהו שאומרים אלוהי יעקב. הקדוש ברוך הוא תולד אברהם אבינו, ויעשך לגוי גדול, ואברכה, והגדלה שמך, אלוקי אברהם, אלוקי יצחק, ואלוקי יעקב. And here we'll speak, we'll focus בעזרת השם, but one thing that Rashi said, והגדלה שמך, what does mean והגדלה שמך, I'm going to make your name bigger, what does mean והגדלה שמך, זהו שאומרים אלוהי יעקב. What does this have to do with Elohei Yaakov? Hashem is going to make Abraham's name bigger. Until now, his name was Abram. The parasha says, "V'yom Hashem el Abram, I'm going to make your name bigger. We're going to add a letter He, one of the letters of Hashem's name. We're going to add it to your name. Now you're going to be called Abraham. So because I'm adding the letter He to your name, that's why we're going to say Elohei Yaakov. What's the connection? What's going on here? So we told you a few times. We'll read it again here from the Torah Moshe. It says it Torah Moshe Daf Lamed Vav Amud Alef. V'hen ra b'einai, it says here Hatam Sofer, ki Abraham, Yitzhak, ve'Yaakov, how many letters are in their names? Abraham, you have 5 letters. Yitzhak, 4. Yaakov, 4. Altogether, how many letters you have? You have 13. 4 plus 4 is 8, plus 5 is 13. Hem 13 otiyot ke mispar ehad. And Hakim said, they have Sarah, Rabka, Rahel, Veliah, also they have 13 letters. Both of them together, they are both HaKadoshim and the Mahot HaKadoshim, they're going to be 26 Hashem's name. That's what it said. Ehad, but the Abot HaKadoshim, Abraham, Ishaq, and Yaakov, they have 13 letters in their name. Gimatria Ehad. Ve'omnam, he said, the problem is, we see Yaakov Abinu, Hashem changed his name from Yaakov to Israel. So now, if we're going to call him Elohei Israel, why you call him Elohei Yaakov? Zeh she'omrim Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Israel. Why Elohei Yaakov? He said in the tefillah every day, three times a day, Elohei Yaakov, why Elohei Yaakov? You should say Elohei Israel. Hashem changed his name from Yaakov to Israel. But he said, no, if we're going to say Elohei Israel, then we're going to have 14 letters. We're going to mix up all the calculation. That's why he tells him here, ואומנם אם יעקב יקרא בשם ישראל, הרי הם 14 אותיות, ואז צריך לקרוא לאברהם בשם אברהם, כדי שיהיו 13. דהיינו אברהם, יצחק, ישראל, then altogether there are 13 letters. וזהו שכתוב בהגדלה שמך שיקרא אברהם, וזהו שאומרים אלוהי יעקב, כדי שיעלו האותיות למניין אחד. So that's what he told him. I'm going to make your name bigger. Your name is not going to be Abraham. Your name is going to be Abraham. But the problem is, if you're going to call him Abraham, then if you're going to call Abraham, you're going to call him Abraham five letters. And you're going to call Yaakov Israel, also five letters. And Yitzhak, it's going to be 14 letters. That's why he said, no, it's going to go on the account of Yaakov Avinu. We're going to call Yaakov, not Israel. We're going to call him Yaakov. And your name, not Abraham, is going to be Abraham. So that's the connection. I'm going to make your name bigger. זהו שאומרים אלוהי יעקב and not אלוהי ישראל. Because if you're going to say it אלוהי ישראל, it's going to be 14 letters. And just like what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, that after he's going to leave his town, he's going to ואברכה והגדלה שמך רשי said ואברכה בממון, sure enough, אברהם אבינו, he became very rich. Like the Pasuk says, after he came down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, ולאברהם היטיב בעבורה. והילו צון ובקר וחמורים ועבדים ושפחות ואתונות וגמלים. He became very wealthy, Abraham Avinu. But if we read the psukim, it sounds like, the flow of the psukim sounds like, how did Abraham become rich? Abraham, it says בפירוש before that Abraham Avinu was very poor. והיא רעה בארץ, וילד אברהם מסרם אל הגור שם, כי כבד הרעה בארץ. And the מפרשים, he said, אל מקום אשר היה שם אהולו בתחילה במתל ובין העי, then Farshim, the Hatam Sofer, speaks also about it, said, on the way to Mitzrayim, he went to not a five-star hotel, he went to a motel, Super 8, I don't know, he found a small hotel, he stayed over there. That's on the way to Mitzrayim, why? Because he was poor. But after he came back from Mitzrayim, going back to Eretz Israel, he was very rich. Avraham kabed me'ov demokrim b'kesef b'zahav. So now, he could afford to go to five-star hotel. But he didn't go to five-star hotel. He went to the same hotel he went to on the way to Mitzrayim. So you see clearly that when he came down to Mitzrayim, he was very poor. And all of a sudden, after he came out of Mitzrayim, he became very rich. The Ramban he has here, he says that that's also Remez Avot, Ma'asei Avot Siman Lebanim. Same way Abraham Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, that Remez to Ben Israel, they're going to go down to Mitzrayim. Abraham Kabed Me'od, he left Mitzrayim with a lot of money. Also Siman for Ben Israel, V'acharichin Yesu B'rchush Gadol. So also Ma'asei Avot Siman Lebanim, he has Arichut on it, Ramban. But after he came out of Mitzrayim, he became very rich. How did he become rich all of a sudden? What happened? So the flow of the Psukim sounds like, since that Farao, he took Sarah to his palace, and the Pasuk says, V'enaga Hashem et Farao nega'im gedulim v'et beto al debar Sarah eshet Abraham. So he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing him. So then he called Abraham Avinu, told him, go take your wife. Take your wife. I'm not going to, he didn't touch her. Take your wife. And Abraham hetib ba'abura. And he gave him. Abraham, he got a lot of beracha because of Sarah. Vehilo sonu bakar v'hamurim v'abadim v'shfachot atonu. It sounds like from the psukim that who gave him all this stuff? How did he become rich? Farao. That's the flow of the psukim. But the problem is, the pasuk doesn't say well Abraham hetib ba'abura ve'yitten lo tzonu bakar v'hamurim. Doesn't say that he gave him, Par'o gave him tzonu bakar v'hamurim. Doesn't say ve'yitten lo. It says ve'yihi lo. And he had, Abraham Avinu, he had tzonu bakar v'hamurim v'abadim shfachot. That's what it says in the pasuk. Doesn't say ve'yitten lo. And I saw, sure enough, I saw the Yonatan Uziel, that's exactly what he said. Well Abraham oteb Par'o begina, Par'o, he did the favor to Abraham Avinu because of Sarah. What's the favor? Sounds like he gave him all the matanot, but he said no. V'havu leh middileh. An v'torin v'hamrin v'abdin v'emhan v'etnan v'gbalin. And Abraham Avinu, he had from his own Avadim Shefachot Natunot. That Parao did not give him this. So what kind of benefits Parao gave him? And he said, "Well, Abraham Hetib Ba'abura." What does mean Hetib? Who Hetib? Who was Metib to Abraham? Parao. Parao, he gave something to Abraham Avinu. What did he give him? I said, "Vehino." All what he had, Abraham Avinu, it's not from Parao. He had it from before. So he explains here that Pirush Yonatan, Pirush Hayalo Mishlo Gamkin Kvar. So what did Parao Hetib Bishbil Abraham? Vehetib Mashlo Harago Wilakahom Menu. Vedayik Medilo Ketib Veitin Lo, Ela Vehilo. Exactly what I said. So that the benefit that Parao gave to Abraham Avinu, that since that Abraham Avinu, he was very wealthy, Vehilo, from his own, he had Habadin Shvahot Natanot. So Parao, he could have killed Abraham Avinu and took all what he owns. But Parao, he did a favor to Abraham Avinu. He did not kill him and he let him stay with all his wealth. That's the benefit, the hataba that Parao gave to Abraham Avinu. So what kind of hataba? That he didn't touch him. But from the flow of the psukim, sounds like that he gave him all this stuff. I said no. Vehilo sonu bakar. He did not give him. Doesn't say veitten lo sonu bakar. He had it on his own. Ela, the benefit that he gave him, that he didn't kill him. That's a tobatan shel rasha'im. I did you a big favor. I didn't kill you. That's a big favor. That's what Yonatan Uzziah is saying. So now, we have to understand, where did Abraham Avinu get all this beracha from? We see before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, v'abarecha. Rashi said, v'abarecha b'mamun. You're going to have a lot of, wealth. And after he came, he left Mitzrayim, he was very wealthy. Where did he get it from? We said, Yonatan Uzziah, not from Parao. He got it on his own, v'hilo. Why Abraham Avinu was zoche to all this wealth? What mitzvah did Abraham Avinu did to become very wealthy? For sure, he did something. And we start with Ezrat Shem. We see later on the Pasuk. Pasuk says here, Vayatik misham hahara mukedem lebet el vayet ahulo, bet el miyam vehaay mukedem, veyiben shem mizbeyah ladunai, veyikra bishem adunai. At Abraham Avinu, Vayatik misham hahara, he left from the place that he was staying, he went to the mountain, mukedem lebet el vayet ahulo. And he put his tent, vayet ahulo. He put his tent, ahulo. How does the word ahulo written in the Torah? It says ahulo with the hay at the end, not with the vav. Okay? Vayet ahulo. Chaura, if you read it from the Sefer Torah, there is no nekudot. And there's hay at the end. Chaura, you could read it ahulah. Vayet ahulah. He put the tent, her tent. Who's her? Obviously, Sarah Amenu. So here it says here, Rashi on the spot, ahulo, vayet ahulo, ahulah ketib. It says in the pasuk, ahulah. Batihla nata' et ohel ishto, v'aharka chitshilo. In the beginning, he put the tent of his wife, he settled his wife in her tent, then he put his tent. That's what he said. Why? Because he was respecting her. That's what also the Midrash Arba, also Rashi is not his own pirush, he's quoting Midrash Arba. That's what Midrash Arba said. That Vayet Aholo, he put her tent first, then he put his tent. That's what it says here. The problem is, I saw here Da'atz Kanim, he tells us, he said, we have the same problem by Noah, last week's parasha. Vayesh min hayayin vayishkar, vayitgal betoch Aholo. Also over there it says Aholo with the hay. As if Aholah, what are you going to be Doresh over there? That the name speaks about it. I saw also that Rashi also touches that point by Parashat Noah. He could look at it over there. But that's what the name is Meir. I saw furthermore, Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, he said, I understand here Rashi said, Vayet Aholo, Aholah, he put her tent first. Okay, we accept that. So continue a little bit further. What do we see later on? See, later on, the Pasuk said, after he left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, Vayelech lemasa'av menegev ad bet el. After he left Mitzrayim, he went back to his place. Adam makom asher hayasham aholo betehla ben bet el ubin a'ay. He went back to the same place that he put his tent first. Oh, here also have the same problem. Elam makom asher hayasham aholo betehla. Here also it's written with the hay. Ahola. As if ahola. So I understood. Khalas, you told me one time. He put Sarah's tent before his tent. I accept that. Why are you telling me again? The Torah said later on, I understood that he respected that. He told me once. Why you have to say it a second time? Hatan Sofer, he has his own way in Torah Moshe. We'll explain Be'ezer Hashem. We'll go similar to his way. Be'ezer Hashem will explain it. Why the Torah here has to tell us that the second time, here also it's written with the hay, as if to teach us that he put her tent first. I already learned this before. Rashi. Here, Rashi, he didn't say anything on the second time. Rashi, he kept quiet. Hatam Sofer said, over there he explained, here he kept quiet. Why the Torah repeated it the second time? This we have to understand. I said, let's open up the Midrash Rabbah that Rashi quoted. So in Midrash Rabbah, here said, Parashat Lech Lecha, Parashat Lemetet Semantet Vav, says, Vayet Aholo, Aholah Ketib. מלמד שנטע אוהל שרה תחלה ואחר כך נטע את אוהלו. It's a side question. How does the Midrash know that he put Sarah's tent first and then his Sarah, then his tent? All what we see from the Psukim, that ויית אהולה. He put her tent. It could be that he put his tent and then he put her tent. How does the Midrash know that he put her tent first? All what we see from the Midrash was wants to be medayek from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk said Ahula. Okay, no problem. Vayet Ahula also. But first he took care about himself. He took care for himself. He put his tent, Vayet Ahulo. Then he put her ohel. How did the Midrash get it? That he put her tent before his tent. Then Chavara, there's no proof from the Pasuk. I saw here Hadushi Haradal on the Midrash Rabbah. Shinata' ohel sarat ihla. Why? ששכינה הייתה שירויה עמה. כמו שכתוב לקמן פרשה סמך שהיה ענן שזה סימן השראת השכינה קשור עליה. ועין בזוהר כאן. So he says, why Abraham Avinu put Sarah's tent first? Because he said Sarah. You see later on by Yitzhak Avinu when he married Rivka, פסוק של ביאה יצחק, האוהלה שרה אמו, ותהילו לאישה ויהיה בה, וינחם יצחק אחרי אמו. Rashi says on the spot, that שרה אמנו, was ענן קשור על אוהל שלה. He saw שכינה was שרויה in the tent of שרה אמנו, she was נביאה, she was נביאה bigger than Abraham, כל אשר תאמר אליך שרה שמעה בקולה, she was bigger than Abraham Avinu, השכינה כביכול was שורה on Sarah's tent. So if that's the case, we said it makes sense that he put her tent first. Why? Because Shekhinah is with her. Even though he was also Nabi Abraham Avinu, but he was Tafel ben Nebu'ah, Rashi says, and the Midrashim, well, the Hazal, they say, he was Tafel ben Nebu'ah to Sarah. The Pasuk says clearly, Kol asher tomar alecha Sarah shema'a bekola. So Mistama, since that there is mitzvah on the person to respect his wife, to be mechabed his wife, so Mistama, he put her tent first before his tent. That's what here said. But here what the Hadushi Haradal is telling us that since that there was Anan Kashur al Ohel Shila, that's why he put her tent first. Why? Because the Shekhinah is over there. So Mistama Abraham Avinu, he took care of the Shekhinah first, then he took care about his personal needs. We could add also a little bit more. We have the Gemara, Masechet Baba Metzia. The Gemara says here, Daf Nun Tet Amud Alef. אמר בחלבו, לעולם יהיה אדם זהיר בכבוד אשתו. Person should always be careful to respect his wife. Why? שאין ברכה מצויה בתוך ביתו של האדם, אלא בשביל אשתו. The Gemara says, רבי חלבו is telling us, because the ברכה that a person gets in his house, he gets it only because of his wife. So if that's the case, you have to respect her. The Gemara brings the פסוק. שנאמר, ולאברהם היטיב עבורה. This week's parasha, Parao, he was metib to Abraham because of Sarah. Whatever you want, even according to our pirush that we're going with the Yonatan Oziel now, that he did not give him anything, but he was metib for Abraham that he did not kill him. And why he didn't kill Abraham? Because of Sarah. So if it wasn't because of Sarah, Yonatan Oziel said, he would have killed him and took his money. So he did something because of her. So here what Pasuk here, the Gemara is learning here, Rabbi Halbo, said, אין ברכה מצויה בתוך ביתו של האדם, אלא בשביל אשתו. שני, אמרו לאברהם, היטיב עבורה. והיינו דאמר לו, that's exactly what Rabbah, he told בני מחוזה, to the Bnei Mechuza, the people in that town. Okiru l'nshaychu ki hechid et ta'atiru. You should respect your wives. Why? Because in the reward that you're respecting your wives, you're going to become wealthy. In Arabic, it doesn't sound so good. Okiru l'nshaychu ki hechid et ta'atiru. It doesn't sound so good in Arabic, but it doesn't matter. Here, the Gemara said in Aramaic, here now we're talking, said, Okiru l'nshaychu ki hechid et ta'atiru. So you should respect your wives. Why? So you should become wealthy. So it sounds like what Hakim telling us here, that why the person should respect his wife, because l'chaora, you're getting all the brachot you're getting it only because of your wife. So don't be kafui toba. She's giving you all the brachot to the house. You're not going to respect her. So obviously, you should respect your wife. Why? So you shouldn't be kafui toba. She did something, a favor to you. What's that favor? Because the brachot that you got, only because of her. So she deserves also that you should also respect her, to pay her back. That's what the Pshat Gemara, we could understand that. But if we are medayek more in the words of the Gemara, what did Rabbah told Bnei Mechuza? Okiru l'msheichu ki hechid et atiru. Respect your wife, so you should become rich. That means Rabbi Halbo understood the Gemara not the way we understood it. Ella, you should respect your wife, and the reward, because of you respecting your wife, Hashem's gonna bless you, give you beracha. We're starting the opposite way. We understood that since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us beracha because of our wives, that's why we should respect them. But Rabbi Halbo is saying, no, respect them, so you should get the beracha. That means the reward of you respecting your wife, Hashem's gonna reward you, is gonna give you beracha. The fact that you're respecting your wife itself, that's going to give you barakah. And the more you respect her, the more barakah you get. That's what it sounds from Rabbi Halbo. That's what he's telling us over here. And if that's what Rabbi Halbo is telling us here, now here we said we have the question about Abraham Avinu. In the beginning, when he came down to Mitzrayim, he was very poor. And when he left Mitzrayim, he was very rich. How did he become rich? You gonna tell me that Parao gave him? We just read you in Atam Uziel, Parao did not give him a penny. Ella, how come he become rich? Ella, most probably because Abraham Avinu, he was respecting Sarah, and because of him respecting Sarah, that's why he got all the brachot. And if that, with this pirush, if what we're saying is true, now we could understand the second time it says, Ve'yelech lemasa'av, after he came back from Mitzrayim, it says Aholo with the hay. Why it says Aholo with the hay? That he put her tent first. So we said, we already learned this from the few psukim before. Why the Torah is repeating here a second time when Rashi here didn't say anything, like we said? Ella, according to what we said, since that Abraham Abinu, he got all the brachot. And because of what he got all the brachot? Because of Parao. Parao did not give him a penny. Ella, why did he get all the brachot? Mistama, because he respected his wife. And that's why he got all the brachot. And Abraham Avinu, he wanted to publicize that hadush. He wants to publicize that gemara, that if you're going to respect your wife, and the merit that you're respecting your wife, Hashem's going to bless you. And the more you respect her, the more beracha you're going to get. That's why Abraham, he came to the place that he put her tent first. Why? To teach the people. You saw me in the first time when I went to Mitzrayim, I was very poor. And now after I came back, I was very rich. Why? You know why? Because Asher HaYasham Aholo, B'tihla Aholo says with the hay. Because I put her tent first, that's why I became wealthy. So here Abraham Avinu wants to publicize that Gemara, that Okiru l'nshaychu ki hechid et ta'atiru, you're going to respect your wife. That's why he went to the place to teach them that all the brachot that you see me, I got now, not from Parao. Why? Where did I get all this bracha? Because I put her tent first. That's why here it says again, second time, Asher HaYasham Aholah B'tihla. Her tent he put first. Why second time? To teach us, because of this he became wealthy. That's the very interesting concept here. But we have also, we have the Mishnah and Perkei Avot. The Mishnah and Perkei Avot and Perek Gimal, Mishnah Yud Gimal. The Mishnah says here, Rabbi Akiba Omer, Shok V'Kallut Rosh Mergilin La'arva. מסורת סייג לתורה, מעשרות סייג לעושר, נדרים סייג לפרישות, סייג לחוכמה שתיקה. He tells us Rabbi Akiva a few things. We'll get to our point. He says, Ma'asrot siyag le'osher. What does it mean, Ma'asrot siyag le'osher? Rashi says here, said, siyag, what does siyag mean? Gader v'chazuk. So he said, if you want to become rich, what should you do? You should give out Ma'asrot. Give out Ma'asir. Ma'asrot is going to be siyag le'osher. It's going to be mechazek. It's going to strengthen your wealth. You're going to become wealthy. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And so here also Rabbeinu Yonah explains here, Ma'asrot siyag le'osher, v'chidamrinan v'masichet ta'anit daftet, al oto tinnok shehaya korei aser te'aser. The Gemara says, masichet ta'anit daftet, that once there was a young boy who was reading the pasuk, aser te'aser et kol tevoad zara'icha, yosei esadei shana shana, amar lo Rabbi Yohanan aser b'shbil shet'asher. Rabbi Yohanan explained the pasuk to him, told him, what does mean aser te'aser? Why the double language? Aser kol tevoad zara'icha, that's enough. Aser te'aser. So Rabbi Yohanan told that boy, he told him, Aser, if you're going to take out Ma'aser, Bishvil Shet Asher, you're going to become rich. That's exactly what the Mishnah is telling us here. So that boy, he asked Rabbi Yohanan, Amar le, V'chi mutar lenasot et HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're telling me I should give out Ma'aser? Why? So if I want to become rich, give out Ma'aser. Kibichol, you're testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to give out Ma'asir. I want to see Rabbeinu Sha'olam. You're going to make me rich or no? That means you're testing Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk said, no, Asur. Lo tenesun et Adonai Elohechem kasher nesitim b'masai. You're not allowed to test Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he does whatever he wants. Obviously, he's going to give you the bracha, but you cannot do the mitzvah because you want to get the bracha. You're not allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu with this. And here, what did Rabbi Hanan tell that boy? He said, go check it out. Said Aser, Shbil Tishit Asher. Said, go check it out. He told him, how am I going to know that you're saying the truth? He told him, go check it out. Give out Ma'aser, you're going to see it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you Barakah. So he told him, am I allowed to check? Am I allowed to test like this? He told him, yeah, here you are allowed to test him. V'haketib lo tenesun teshem elokichem, amar le, hachi amar bi Hoshaya chus mizu. This is the only exception. You are allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Shneimar habiu et kol ma'aser el beit ha'otzar v'yeh teref ebeti u'phanuni nabazot. Im lo avtach lachem et arubot ha'shamayim v'arikoti lachem beracha ad belidai. He said, the pasuk said, u'phanuni nabazot, test me with this, check me out. Give out ma'asrot, then you're going to check me. If I'm not going to bless you much more, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. You check me out. So he said, that's the only exception. V'hazeh ne'emar ma'asrot siyag la'osher. Sheharotze le'etasher, iten ma'asrot b'ayin yafa. V'shelo yomar, elef kurin, ech iten mea le'ma'aser, v'hem shavim kama, ela itenem. Ki Hashem yitbarach, yiten v'yiten. V'ne'eman hu l'shalem lo, kol ma sh'yiten, hu l'chpil lo et ha'sachar. V'hu emet, gam al pi ha'nisayon. He said, also many people, they tried it out, and that's what happened. So you see, he said that here now we have a second option, how the person could become rich. How? Give out ma'asrot. That's also, you're going to, with this, by you giving out ma'asrot, you're going to become rich. So now we have two options. We have the pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk said, Al tira ki ya'ashir ish ki yirbe kibud beto, ki lo bemoto yikach hakol, lo yared aharav kibudo. What does the pasuk mean? Al tira ki ashir ish ki yerbe kibud beto. Because I just told you, Abraham Abin, why did he become rich? Because he respected Sarah. Well, Abraham hiti ba'abura, ve'ilot son, u'bakar, ba'abadim, shfahot, ba'atanot, u'gmalim, v'chulei. He was very wealthy. Why? We said, because he respected Sarah. Ela makom asher hayasham ahulah batihla. He respected her first. That's why he got all the bracha. But we have second option, how the person could become rich. How? If he's going to give out ma'asrot, you can also going to become rich. Now, we told you once that there was a guy who was very poor, and one day he couldn't take it anymore. He was very poor. He went to the Hakam in his block. He told him, Hakam, you can't take it anymore. I want you to give me advice. How should I become rich? Give me something. Give me something. I had enough from it. I decided I want to become rich. What? He decided. Decide. What do you mean decided? What do you want from me? So he came to the Hakam. Hakam told him, no problem. If you want to become rich, go respect your wife and with the merit, with the zichut that you're respecting your wife, Hashem is going to bless you. You're going to have a lot of beracha. So I thought, okay, then no problem. He went and respected his wife. And every day, good morning, good evening, how can I help you? Do you need help? My dear, my honey, whatever. He was telling her. And he was respecting her. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave him a lot of beracha, gave him a lot of wealth. He became very rich. His neighbor, he was also poor. He saw that the neighbor who was poor, now he became rich. He came to him, he asked him, he told him, how come he became rich? Then he told him, I don't know, I went to ask the Hakam, and the Hakam gave me advice. I said, oh yeah, that easy? Let me also go to the Hakam. He went to the Hakam, and he asked the Hakam, told the Hakam, I can't take it anymore, I'm very poor. I want something, advice to become rich. Then Hakam told him, no problem, you want to become rich? Aser kulti wazareicha. If you're going to take out ma'aser, aser bishbil shit asher. You're going to take out ma'aser from the little that you have, how much you have, $2, $3, take out ma'aser from it, and you're going to see Hashem's going to pay you much more. So he told him, go check it out. Like the Gemara said, Mr. Chetanid, he tried it. He was very careful about giving out ma'aser. And Baruch Hashem, slowly, he also became very rich. Until, a few years after, these two poor people, Lesha'abar, they used to be poor, they met each other on the street, and now Baruch Hashem, both of them are very wealthy. Now each one was telling the history, how did they become rich? He was telling his friend. Then the guy who became rich because of giving tzedakah, he asked his neighbor, what advice the rabbi gave you? For sure he gave you the same advice that he gave me. I told him, no. Yeah, what did he give you? He told him, I should respect my wife. And that's how I'm going to become rich. I told him, oh yeah? How come that Hakam, he gave me a bad idea? He told me I should give out ma'aser. I'm giving out ma'aser. I'm losing money. I'm giving out ma'aser. That's the option to become rich. But you, how did you become rich? By respecting your wife. How are you respecting your wife? You see nice clothes, you buy it for her. You see something nice, you buy it for her. You buy something, like the Gemara said. The Gemara said, "Masechet Holin, Daf Pidalet, Ma Dichti Tov Ish Honin Umalve Yechalkel Debarav BeMishpat." The Gemara says, "Le'olam Yuchal Adam VeYishte Pachot Ma SheYesh Lo." A person, if he could afford it, to buy chicken sandwich every day, then he said, "Don't buy chicken, buy falafel." If you could afford to buy steak every day, buy chicken. You should always don't eat as much as you could afford. You should always go down. Even if you could afford to buy steak every day, don't buy steak every day. Buy chicken, buy falafel, buy something else. Okay. That's what the Gemara said. That's about the food. How should you get dressed? Don't get dressed if you could afford it to wear nice clothing. Don't wear ripped clothing like very poor. Why? Because manesh la'adam, that also gives them respect. So you should wear according to your wealth. That's how your clothing should be. That's yilbash v'yitkaseh b'ma sheyesh lo. V'yichabed ishtehu b'anav, he should respect his wife and his kids more than ma sheyesh lo. What does it mean? He could afford it, he could afford to buy his wife something for $100, should buy for 150. Respect her more than what you could. Why? From where are you going to get the money? He said, don't worry. You're going to respect her, Hashem's going to pay you much more. That's what the Gemara said. Why? Pene shehem teluyim bo, his wife and his kids, they're depending on him. Even the most tzaddiket, she's also depending, she's looking up to her husband. She's not looking somewhere else. You see, by Rahel Aminu, she was Nebi'ah, and she wanted to have kids. What did she say? She came to Yaakov Abinu, she told him, Haba li banim, b'imayin mita anochi. So Yaakov Abinu told her, what do you want? Am I going to give you kids? So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the kids. Pray to him, why are you coming to me? Ella, no. He teluya bo. The wife, the more tzaddikah she is, she's bottom line, she's depending on her husband. Ishtehu banav teluyim bo. Vehu teluy mi shamar v'haya olam. That's why the Gemara said you should respect your wife and your kids more than what you could afford them. Why? Because that's the way you're going to become rich. So now, when the person is becoming rich, how? From respecting his wife and his kids. So first of all, he respects his wife. He gets, nice compliment also from his wife. And he respects her. She dressed up nicely in the house. And he's also benefiting from it. So the guy who became rich from giving ma'aser, he came to the Chacham and he told him, Chacham, why are you doing this to me? Why you gave me that advice that I should become rich? How? From giving tzedakah, I'm losing the money. Why didn't you give me the option of respecting my wife? Why? Because by respecting my wife, I became rich and I also enjoyed it. I see my wife dressed up nicely. I have more yahasim between me and her. Everything becomes better. Why are you giving that bad advice of giving out ma'asir to become rich? That's what I asked the Hakam. The Hakam, he answered him. He told him, he called him the Pasuk in the Tehillim, Al tira ki ashir ish ki erbe kibod beto, ki lo bemoto yikah hakol, lo yered aharav kibodo. He told him, don't be jealous from the guy. Al tira ki ashir ish. How did he become rich? How did he become ashir? Ki erbe kibod beto. The Gemara said, Masechet Shabbat, Amar Biyose, me'olam lo karati le'ishti ishti, le'ishti beti. So he said, Al tira ki erbe kibod beto. Because he's respecting his beto, kelomar, his wife, that's why he become ashir. Don't get jealous from such a person. Why? Because you're right. This guy, he became rich because of respecting his wife. But is he going to take the money with him after 120? He became very rich. People respect him. Like Pasuk said, V'chesef v'zahab yirbe lach v'chol asher licha yirbe. We told you once, Derech Tzachut, Hakim, they explain that they have the Mishnah Perkei Avot, says, Izu ashir, as-sameach b'chalko. Which guy is ashir? Which guy is considered to be ashir rich? The guy who is happy with what he has. This is the guy who's called ashir. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, Farshim, they ask, we said, what do you mean? Which guy is Ashir? The guy who has millions is Ashir. What do I need Mishnah to teach me who's Ashir? The guy who has a lot of money is Ashir. Hakim, they explained by Derech Tzachut, he said, no, a guy who has a lot of money is not only Ashir. He's Ashir, he's Hakam, he's Anav. People, they would tell him whatever he wants to hear. Why? Because they want his money. So if the guy is rich, they tell him, you are Hakam, you are Anav, you are Baal Tse Tzedakot. They tell him whatever he wants to hear. Just, shahrir some money. That's what they tell him. Why? Because the guy who has a lot of money is not only Ashir. The Gemara, the Mishnah, Perkei Avot, she wants to tell us, whose guy is only Ashir? The guy who is Sameach Bihalko. If you are happy with what Hashem gave you are the real Ashir. You are the real wealthy person. So here now, Hakim tell us, "Al tira ki ashir ki erbo ki bod beto ki lo matoy kahakol lo yered aharav ki bodo." He's not gonna get all his wealth after 120. All his wealth is gonna stay here. But you became rich how? From giving tzedakah to other people, your wealth is gonna stay with you not only here, also la'olam haba. Why? Because you did a lot of tzedakot with your money. How did he become rich? He became rich because of giving out ma'asrot. Who's he giving the ma'asir to aniyim, to talmidei yeshiva? Is also doing mitzvot with this. So all the he became rich in this world, and he also did a lot of hasadim, a lot of mitzvot of tzedakah, and all the rewards gonna get it again in olam haba. So he got double the reward. The guy who became rich from respecting his wife, he became rich only in this world. But a guy who became rich because of giving out ma'asrot, then this guy became rich in this world, and he's also rich. He has a lot of mitzvot. He's going to get rewarded for it in olam haba. This reminded us with the Gemara. We have a Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra. The Gemara says here, Baba Batra, Daf Yud Alef, Amud Alef, Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Bemunbaz HaMelech. Munbaz HaMelech, Rashi tells us here, said, Munbaz HaMelech, who was he? He was the son of Hilani Malka. Who was Hilani Malka? She was also a righteous queen. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Sukkah, the Gemara says over there that she was careful about Mitzvat Sukkah. She used to build Sukkah every year according to what Hachaim they tell us. And Hachaim used to come to visit in her Sukkah. They used to sit in her Sukkah. There's a question in the Gemara over there for her Sukkah. Is kasher, not kasher. She used to make, obviously she was queen, she used to make a high sukkah, lemala me'asrim amma, more than 20 amut high. And we see in the first Mishnah, the Masechet Sukkah, sukkah she lemala me'asrim amma pesula. She used to make such a sukkah, and she used to sit in it, and there's a question in the Gemara over there, is that sukkah kosher, not kosher? Hakim used to come to visit her. If it's not kosher, how could the Hakim visit her and sit over there? Whatever it is, she was very careful about Mitzvah Sukkah. You can look her up over there in the beginning of Masechet Sukkah, right at the beginning. So she was a big tzaddiket, and her son Munbaz, he was also king. She bezbez osrotav veosrot abotav b'shnei batzoret. That all the wealth that his fathers and grandfathers and great grandfathers, they were keeping all the wealth. Each one was adding more to the wealth of his father left. He came Munbaz HaMelech. He spent all that money, all the wealth that his parents, grandparents, they left. He spent all that money to give out food to the people and during the year of hunger. That's what Bishnei Batzoret, there was no people, they had no food. So he spent all his money giving out food to the people. The Gemara said, "V'habru alav ehavu bet aviv." All his family, they came to screaming at him, "What are you doing with the money? All your parents, your grandparents, all what they're doing with the money, they're keeping the money and adding more and more. You spent all of it? That's what you do?" ואמרו לו, אבותיך גנזו והוסיפו על שם אבותם. Your fathers, they collected a lot of money and they added it more to the wealth that their fathers gave it to them. ואתם בזבזם, you're spending all that wealth because of שנת בצור, people, they have no food to eat. You're spending all this money. אמר להם, so he answered them, אבותיי גנזו למטה ואני גנזתי למעלה. He said, my fathers, they collected a lot of money. But what did they do with the money when they died? They didn't take the money with them. They didn't bury the money with them. The most rich person on earth or the most poor person on earth, both of them, they're gonna be buried in the ground, the same clothing, gonna have same tachrichim. There's no special tachrichim for a rich person. Same thing. All what they collected a lot of money, but at the end, after 120, they left all the money. But me, I collected all the money, I put it up there in Shamayim. What does it mean? Obviously, it's going to get rewarded. He gave a lot of tzedakot.
ואני גנזתי למעלה, שני אמר, אמת מארץ תשמח, וצדק משמיים נשקף.
The tzedaka that I'm doing, as if it's growing from the ground, and the tzedakah is coming from the Shamayim. The tzedakot that I gave, all going to be, everything is recorded in Shamayim, I'm going to get rewarded for it.
אבותיי גנזו במקום שהיד שולטת בו, ואני גנזתי במקום שאין היד שולטת בו.
My fathers, they collected the money and they put it where, obviously they put it in a safe, but the safe, people sometimes they could reach out to that safe and break the safe and take all the money. How if there's war or something, whatever, they could get it. But me, the money that I collected by giving tzedakah, I sent all the money, where? Wire transfer to Olam Haba. Who's going to take it from me over there? No one could take it from me.
שני אמר צדק משפט מחום כסייך וכולי. אבותיי גנזו דבר שאין עושה פירות, ואני גנזתי דבר שעושה פירות.
My father, they collected money. The money doesn't multiply. But the tzedakah that I gave, it grows more and more. Why? Because I saved, how many people I saved from hunger, they were about to die. I gave a lot of people, they stayed alive. Not only themselves, they stayed alive. Because they stayed alive, now they have their kids, their grandchildren. All of them, they stayed alive because of tzedakah that I gave that poor person. So my fathers, they're collecting money that doesn't multiply. But my money that I collected, למעלה and שמיים, always multiplies more and more.
שנאמר, אמרו צדיק כי טוב, כי פירים עליהם יאכלו.
Then he continues, אבותיי גנזו אוצרות ממון. My fathers, they collected money.
ואני גנזתי אוצרות נפשות.
I collected נפשות. I was מציל נפשות with my money.
אבותיי גנזו לאחרים, ואני גנזתי לעצמי.
My fathers, they collected money. And at the end, they died and they left the money for someone else. But the money that I collected in שמיים, it's going to stay only for me. So you're telling me that I did something wrong? My fathers did something wrong. I did the best what I could do with the Shnot Batzoret. People are dying. You see from here that whenever the person is giving out Ma'aser, giving out Tzedakah, he's getting all the reward in the Tzedakah Le'olam Haba. So that's Siyag, Ma'asrot, Siyag Le'osher. If you want to become rich, you can become rich in this world, as we said, Aser, Rishbil, Shet, Asher. And not only in this world, you're going to get double reward. You're going to be rich in this world. Yeah, how much mitzvot he did with the Tzedakah? All you're gonna get paid for it, la'olam haba. After 120, you're also gonna get paid for the all the ma'asrot that he gave. So let's see what the pasuk said. Al tira ki ashir ish ki yerbe kibod beto. How did he become rich? Because he was respecting yerbe kibod beto, was giving respect to his wife. don't be jealous from such a person. Why? כי לא במתו ייקח הכל. It's not going to take that money with him לעולם הבא. But the person who became rich from giving out ma'aser, that guy is the real rich person, that he became rich here in this world, aser, shvishlit asher, and also became rich לעולם הבא. I saw also, there's also the, we don't have time for it, the Ben Ish Hai, and Ben Yehoyada, he has in this Gemara in Baba Batra, he has a few cute ideas, but we don't have time for it. Anyone who wants to look, there's Ben Yehoyada. He always has something to say about the Gemara, and he has B'si'atat Shmaya, he has something nice to tell us. But now we'll continue with our planned Shiur Be'ezrat Hashem. We have here the Hatam Sofer. Hatam Sofer tells us here in Parashat Naso, it says here in Torah Moshe, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, it said, Hemshech Pasuk Ze LeParashat Sota Shel Acharav, פסוק סד בפרשת נשוא, ואיש את קודשיו לא יהיו. איש אשר יתן לכהן לא יהיה. And right after that, איש קצתה אשתו מעל אבו מעל. And the person is going to take his wife to the Kohen, check her out, if she did עבירה, if she's סוטה, she's not סוטה. That's the connection to פרשיות connected to each other in פרשת נשוא. בקיצור, he says here, לחתם סופר, תורת משה, he says here, דעית בגמרא, שני דברים מביאים את האדם לידי עשירות. There are two things that makes the person rich. Number one, אם נותן מעשר, what we just said, עשר, שביל שתעשר. Number two, שמכבדת את אשתו. Two things we just said. והנה לך הורה, לפי זה, כל העולם לא יעשרו פירותיהם, רק יכבדו את נשותיהם, בגדים נעים. וגם כן באים לידי עשירות. So said, if that's the case, maybe people, they would have the same question that I just told you, the guy who became rich, because of giving out ma'aser, he came to the Hakam with the ta'ana, why you gave my friend a better option that he become rich from respecting his wife? So he came with ta'ana, until the Hakam told him, but he said, if that's the case, if they have two things makes the person rich, people, they would all of them, they would run after respecting their wives, and with respecting their wife, they're going to become rich, and no one's going to give out ma'aser. We give you one answer. Now, Hatam Sofer. Ela al yedei ze, he said, Sof shakhiyah shetabo ishto lidei sota bishbil shemkashetet et atzmah biyoter. Al ken to biyoter le'asir pirotav kedei sheyitashir al yedei ze lechabedet ishto biyoter. So he said, if the person, he wants to become rich, how? By respecting his wife. That's one of the options to become rich. If that's the option you want to go with, he said, when the wife becomes rich, then obviously she's going to dress up more mechubad, and then she's more shakhiyah. I said it's more, they have more chances that she's going to become sota has v'shalom. So that's what he's saying. He said, Ela al yedei ze sof shakhiyah shetabo ishto lidei sota. It's more, it's more common. More common that his wife's going to become sota has v'shalom. Why? Because she has a lot of money. And batala mibi'a lidei sh'amum, she has nothing to do. And she has a lot of money, she has a credit card with her, and she could do whatever she could go spend. Well, always going to be shopping, always going to be outside, and it's going to lead to a different abirot. Al kain, to biyoter le'asir pirotav, kidesh sheyitashir, millechabed tishto biyoter. So he said, you better go with the second option. If you want to become rich, you better go with the second option of giving out ma'asir. Give out ma'asir, forget about respecting your wife. You have that option to respect your wife, but you have different option, giving out ma'aser, that also you become rich. You better go off with the second option. וזהו המשך הפסוק, ואיש את קודשיו לא יהיו, ודרשו חכמינו זל שמעכב את מעשרותיו. ואפילו הכי רוצה לתעשר, how? The person, איש את קודשיו לא יהיו. The person, he does not want to give the ma'aser to the Kohen. Or to the Levite, Terumah Gdola, whatever. That, he doesn't want to give the Terumot Ma'asrot to where it belongs to. V'yish et kodashav lo yu, wants to keep everything for him. There's Tosafot in Masechet Ta'anit, Daftet, it brings the story from Midrash Tanhuma. But the person, we don't have time also, we said it also so many times, you could look over there, the Masechet Ta'anit, Daftet, brings also, he brings the Ma'aseh. That Bekitzur, here is telling us here, that ve'ishet kodashav lehiyu, the person, whatever he's supposed to give to the ma'asrot, he's not giving it, he's keeping it to himself, and it's still, that means the guy is not giving out ma'asir.
and he wants to become rich. How does he wants to become rich by respecting his wife? We said if that's the case, ודרשו חזה שמעכבת פרדת מעשרותיו. אפילו הכי רוסלת עשר על ידי שכבד אשתו ביותר, לעשו אל הפסוק כמה afterwards, הזהירה כתוב על זה שסוף לבוא לידי סוטה בעורמה זו חס ושלום. So he said, you better off go with the second option, that if you want to become rich, how should you become rich? By giving out ma'asir. Now we said, Abraham Avinu, how did he become rich? He became rich because of respecting his wife. Well, Abraham hatiba abura al-makum ha-shayasham ahulah batihla, all what we said until now. So how come Abraham Avinu, he picked the first option by respecting his wife? That's how he became rich. Hatam Sofer is telling us, no, you shouldn't, if you want to become rich, don't go with the first option. Why? Because hasb shalom, it might lead that the wife is going to become sota hasb shalom. So if you want to become rich, give out ma'asir. So how come Abraham Avinu went with the first option? Ela Hakim, they tell us that you're right, Hakim, they say that you have two options that the person has become rich. You should respect your wife. The Gemara said, Le'olami, we just said the Gemara, Baba Metzia. The Rabbi Halbo said, you should always respect your wife. And automatically, by you respecting your wife, you're going to get Beracha. So what does the Hatam Sofer want from us? He said, if you want to become rich, how should he become rich? From giving out ma'asir. Is he telling us that we shouldn't respect our wives? Hasb shalom. Hasb shalom. So what is he saying? What is he telling us? You better off go with the second option. So what does it mean? I shouldn't respect my wife. What is he saying? And for sure, the Hakim said, you must respect your wife. It's a mizbah. That's what the person is signing in the ketubah. He has to respect his wife. It's an obligation. There's no question about it. You have to respect your wife. And because of you respecting your wife, Hashem is going to bless you. He's going to give you barakah. But the question is, what should you do with the money after you got all the money? Because we know, when a person, Baruch Hashem, now he respected his wife, he respected his kids, Hashem blessed him, he has a lot of money. But you see, sometimes when a person has a lot of money, it's no good. Why? Because what the money going to do to the person? Pasuk said, Pentuchal v'sabata, ubatim tovim t'bnei v'yashabta, ubkarecha v'sonecha yirbeyun, v'chesef v'zahab yirbelach, v'chol asher lecha yirbe. The person is going to have a lot of berachot. Hashem is going to bless him. Pentuchal v'batim tovim going to have a lot of houses, going to have a lot of money, is going to have a chesef v'zahab yirbelach, v'chol asher lecha yirbe. Everything Hashem is blessing you with. The pasuk right after that said, "V'ram lebabecha v'shachachta et Hashem Elokecha has v'shalom." That when the person becomes rich, has v'shalom, it might take the person away to forget kibyachol has v'shalom haKadosh Baruch Hu. The person might say, "Listen, now Baruch Hashem, I'm wealthy. I don't need has v'shalom haKadosh Baruch Hu." So that's what the pasuk said, "V'ram lebabecha v'shachachta et Hashem Elokecha has v'shalom." That's what the pasuk is saying. So you see, when the person becomes rich, the sakana, the danger when the person is rich is more bigger than when a person is poor. When a person is poor, okay, he has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to pray to him. But the person who's rich, he thinks that Baruch Hashem, I have money, I have millions in the bank, and Baruch Hashem, even if I don't go to work, I have a lot of money I have for many years. But you don't know, maybe all this money could go in a split of a second. You don't know what could happen. That's why he said, what's going on here? So it cannot be like this. That's why the person should always be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He should always pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the person, when Hashem gives him a lot of money, it's sakana. He has more sakana. He's more open that has v'shalom. The pasuk said, "V'ram le'abecha v'shachachta et Hashem Elokecha." That's why the Hakim are telling us, you have two options to become rich. Obviously, you have to start with the first one. You have to respect your wife, and because of you respecting your wife, Hashem is going to give you barakah, you're going to have a lot of money. But what should you do with the money after Hashem gives you? If you want to siyag la'ashirut, ma'asrut. You want to become rich? What does it mean you want to become rich? You want to keep that wealth with you? Hashem already, you respected your wife, and Hashem gave you a lot of barakah. Now what should you do with the money? Now that you have a lot of money, Baruch Hashem, because of you respecting your wife, now you should do how to spend the money. What should you do? You should give out ma'asrot. Don't think, kuhivi asim yadi asalita hayla zay, I want more. Yishlo mani rutsi matayim. You see, that's what the difference here, Hakim, tell us. That's what happened between the difference between Abraham and Lot. Abraham Abinu, after he became rich, by Abraham, kabe mi'od ba'makneh, ba'kesef, ba'zahab, ve'elech lemasa'av, he went
to the places that he stayed, that he put hurtan. He went to publicize to everyone, why Hashem giving me all the bracha? Because I respected my wife. So he went to publicize these things. So and Pasuk said Mefurash, Veikra Sham Beshem Hashem El Olam, Veita'ish El Be'er Sheba, Veikra Sham Beshem Adonai El Olam. So he was publicizing Kadosh Baruch Hu more. He was bringing more people tahat Kefei Shechina. He was doing Eshel. His house was open. Hakim said his tent was open from four sides. From any side you're coming, from east, from the west, from anywhere you're coming, the doors open right through. You could go right through. So what did he do, Abraham Avinu, with all his money? Obviously, he gave a lot of tzedakot. He gave a lot of chesed. He did a lot of chesed. He supported a lot of people. He brought a lot of people to give them food to eat. He did only chesedim he did with this money. That's Abraham Avinu. But Lot, what did he do? The Pasuk said Mefurash in this week's parasha. Vegam lelot ha'olechet Abraham hayatzon ubakar ve'ohalim. He was also rich. Rashi tells us, ha'olechet Abraham. Mi garam lo that he was rich? Because he was going with Abraham Avinu. Because he was going with Abraham Avinu, that's why he became rich. So he also became rich. So what did he do but with the money? He was very rich. He looked, יש לו מנה, רוצה 200. He looked, ויסה לו תתענה, וירד כל כיכר הירן, כי כולם משקה. לפני שחט השם את סדום ואת עמורה, כי ראה השם מירושלים, ובחר לו לוט את כל כיכר הירן. ויסה לו תמוקדם, ופרדו איש מעל אחיו. So Lot, he saw that he has a lot of money, and he wasn't satisfied with what he had. He wanted to have more and more. That's why he chose to go to Sodom because he saw over there everything is open. Hakim, they explained it. The kichulah mashke, he saw a lot of abirot they're doing over there. Also, Ibn Ezra, so that's basically the Gemara. The Gemara also tells us that he saw there shetufim bezema. That's why he wanted to go over there. He said kichulah mashke. That's what he chose. But simple pirush also that Lot, he chose to go to Sodom. Why? Because he wanted to become more wealthy. He saw the land over there; it was beautiful land. He wanted to get more and more. Yesh lo maneh rotze matayim. So that's the difference between Abraham and Lot. Abraham Abinu, after he respected his wife, he became very wealthy. But what did he do with his wealth? What did he do with it? He gave out maasrot. He gave out tzedakah. That's why he stayed rich. Abraham kavin meldo maknei b'kesef b'zehav. That's what Hakim here is telling us. With this, we could also explain what Abraham told Lot after he saw that there was argument between the shepherd of Abraham and shepherd of Lot. Ve'yomer Abraham el Lot, "Al na tehi miyariba b'ni u'b'necha u'b'n ro'ay b'n ro'aycha, ki anashim achim ha'anachnu." So we don't have any more fights. "Halo chol ha'aretz lefanecha." All the land is in front of us. "Heparet dam me'alai." Please, let's separate. Sometimes separation to make peace. So let's separate them alai. Ima semol ve imina ve mayamin ve ismaila. So he told them, "You choose. You want to go to the right? I'll go to the left. You want to go to the left? I'll go to the right. Let's separate from each other. We don't have fights, you know, between my shepherd and your shepherd. Let's separate." And Farshim they asked, "I don't understand. Why did Abraham Avinu tell Lot, if you want to go to the left, I'll go to the right, whatever?" So the Why does Abraham Avinu have to go to the right if Lot's going to the left? If Lot's going to the left, you stay in your place. You're already separated. Lot, he went to the right. You stay in your place. You separated. Why you have to go to the left? He went to the right. You want to go to the left. Why? Ima semol ve'emina. Ve'im hayamin ve'esme'ila. Why you told him like this? It's enough that one of them should go away. And then automatically they're separated. Why you told him this? Well, as I told you, Abraham Avinu, what did he do with his wealth? He was giving only tzedakot. He was giving tzedakot with his wealth. So he was mekayem Abraham Avinu aser b'shvil she'tasher. He was giving out all the money that Hashem blessed him with. He was giving out ma'asrot. And he got even more wealthier in this world. And kol sheken, he has the sechar la'olam haba. He fulfilled the pasuk aser b'shvil she'tasher. He did the second mitzvah also. He did the first mitzvah, he respected his wife, but he went also to the second mitzvah. He was giving out ma'asrot. So that's how he became rich. So Abraham Avinu, he was mekayem aser b'shvil she'tasher. But Lot, he was ashir. V'gam Lot ha'olechet Abraham ha'yatzon u'bakar ve'ohalim, like we said. He wanted to become more rich. That's why he chose to go to Sodom. So Hakim said, now take a look. Abraham Avinu, he wasn't telling him, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. No, he wanted, Abraham Avinu wants to teach Lot before they're going to separate from each other. The Pasuk said beferush, v'paridu ish me'al achiv. They separated from one from each other. So you don't need to tell me, if I go to the right, I'll go to the left. Masimol ve'emina. All this Pasuk al-Khawara is extra. Ela, Hakim, they tell us, Abraham Avinu was teaching Lot a lesson. Tell him, listen, imasimol ve'emina. Abraham was telling Lot, you have to see how Kadosh Baruch Hu, he behaves with the person. Ima semol, then ve'emina. But if mayamin ve'esmeila, what does it mean? So we said the word aser, te'aser, Rabbi Yohanan was doresh, Masechet Ta'anit, we read, aser, b'shvil she'tasher. Now the dot on the letter sin of aser, where is it, on the right side or the left side? Aser is on the left side. Rabbi Yohanan was doresh, b'shvil she'tasher. So if you're going to read the word aser, you're going to give out ma'asron, then Hashem is going to take the dot from the left side, he's going to put it on the right side, he's going to become asher, he's going to become ashir. So, but on the other hand, if the person is ashir, and he leaves the dot, he forgets about the dot on the left side, he doesn't put it on the left side at all. He takes it from the left side, he puts it on the right side, he wants only to become ashir, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to run away from him. That's why he told him, "Aser shmishlet asher." Said, "Ima semol ve'emina, mahi yamin ve'esmeila." If you're going to take the dot of aser, if you're going to put it at the left side, "Ima semol," you're going to read the word aser. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take that dot, put it on the right side. It's going to give you asherut. "Ima semol," if you're going to choose to put it on the left side, Hashem is going to behave with you. He's going to put it on the right side. He's going to reward you. But if mahi yamin, then ve'esmeila. If you're going to put the dot on the right side, he always looking to become more ashir and more wealthier, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it away. You're not going to stay with your ashiru. That's a hint was Abraham Avinu was telling Lot. He was telling him how Kadosh Baruch Hu, he acts with the Bnei Adam. That's here what we said. Well, Abraham heti ba'abura, not from Pharaoh. He had from his own. How did he get it from? We said, because of two things. Because first of all, he respected his wife, المقوم, but he put her tent first. So the second time he came to publicize this, and what did he do with his money? Because of this, Abraham Avinu, he fulfilled the two options that the person that Hakim gave us, if you want to become rich, he respected his wife very good, and he gave also ma'asot, also very good. That's why all the wealth stayed with Abraham Avinu. But Lot, what happened with Lot at the end? He lost everything. You see later on by Parashat Vayera, that whenever the Sodom was destroyed, the Malachim told him, "Hamma leit an nafshecha, al tabeit acharecha." They told him, the Malachim, they told Lot, "Go save your life." Rashi says over there that Lot was taking his time. He wants to take all his cash with him. He wants to take all his money with him. Told him, don't look at the money. It's enough that Hashem is doing you a favor, saving your life. You should run away. Don't look at your money. All his money got destroyed with Sodom. Why? Because he never gave tzedakah. All the people in Sodom, they're known not to give tzedakah. And he chose to go over there. Why? Because he wants to keep more and more and more. But we see but by Abraham Avinu, he said, no. Who ganaz ta'olam hazeh? Ani ganazti la'olam haba. That's what Munbaz HaMelech also did. Same thing. That's what we have to learn from Abraham Avinu. And that the person, obviously you have to respect your wife. And Hashem is going to give you all the bracha because of you respecting your wife. But after you're going to get all the bracha, what should you do with that wealth? You should give it to Ma'asrot. Now you have the two options. The wealth is going to stay with you. Me'lach mamon haser, like we said so many times. If you want your money to stay with you, you have to give out to Ma'asrot, help others, let others benefit from your wealth. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you all the brachot. Rabbi Hanan HaMelech Shalom Eir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekot Israel Lefichach, Rabbi Elohim Tolan Zvot Shnei Mar, Adonai.